Blog Talk Radio.
Internet radio listeners, how are you this beautiful evening on today? This is your host, Pastor Donna Kibble. We thank God for being here on this evening, and God is real good to us, isn't he? Amen, amen. I thank God for each and every one that's on the line, because the word says that God do have a word for us tonight. And the word is rich. Like my mama used to say, delicious. The word is delicious. So we thank God. And the program is Walking in Authority Hour. Amen. 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 Now, before I start, that we just have a couple of announcements that I will read for your hearing. Amen. Amen. This is Kingdom Building International, Northland Tribe, Southfield, Missouri, 48375, Suite 369. Their service is service time 11 a.m., and the pastor is Prophetess Teresa Dock. We thank you right now, Prophetess Teresa. Amen, amen, for this time. And they have Bible study, which is every Wednesday, and it's called Jesus Encounter, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. Now, you can call in for prayer, or you can send in your request. The prayer line is open Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And the phone number for that is 218-895-0280. And the code is 772-937. Let me give you that number one more time if you want to call for prayer. It's 218-895-0280. And the access code is 772-937. Amen. So if you believe that God is calling you to the ministry, and you don't know what to do, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4 said, but we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, call 313-583-9739. Look at this. More excitement. It's time again for the Kingdom Building International 2016 9th Annual Prophetic Conference titled Glory Carry with the Mind of Christ. Amen. So save the date. Registration required. Plan to come out and join us. We will be blessed. Your life shall always be different after that. The conference is May the 12th through the 15th. Again, May the 12th through the 15th. You can register or call 313-583-9739. Or email us at conference2016@kingdombuilderplaza.com. Amen, amen. Eventbrite.com. You can also look that up and call that too, okay? On May the 13th, 2016 at 6, we will have our annual prophetic dinner theater. And it's called The Promise. You absolutely do not want to miss this performance. Just call, hear the number again, 313-538-9739. Or go to the website, www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Now, if you've been enjoying the program thus far, we ask you if you would like to donate, amen, because we believe that this is good ground. And when you sow on good ground into God's kingdom, you can watch and see what, amen, amen. You can send your donation to Kingdom Builder International, 16250 Northland Drive. Amen, amen. Southfield, Michigan. Oh, please forgive me. Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. Or you can download us with the app at www.givelife.com. Or go to, again, www.kingdombuilderplaza.com and click on Internet Radio Donation. Amen. Amen. Apostle would love to hear from you. Amen. And as she father this, amen, that it would just be a blessing if you send in a donation. Amen. Amen. Well, look, we love you all, and it's time for the teaching. Amen, amen. Now, before the teaching, we're going to read. It's going to be Acts, the 16th chapter. So if you can get your pen, amen, and get your Bible or your cell phones, amen, and go with me to Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 25 to 30. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to say a quick prayer. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the listeners right now in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to come in and super rule, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you right now. We thank you for all things because you said all things is possible if we just believe. Father, we ask you to come in like a mighty rushing wind, God. We ask you, God, that I will decrease and you will increase for us, God, that you will give all of us something that we can take, God, tonight as we lay down. And we thank you for it. For it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Now, again, those who might be just listening, we're going to Acts, the 16th chapter, the 25th through the 31st. Now, you know what? This whole chapter is excellent. Hallelujah. So when you have time, I want you to just go back. Amen. And I want you to listen. Amen. And read it. Oh, and let God just do what he needs to do with us. Amen. Amen. And it said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And it said, amen, amen. I just want to make sure that I'm still on the air because sometimes, my phone go out. But God is good. And it said, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. And suddenly, I feel the Holy Ghost already. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison, listen, was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened. And everyone band were loose. And the keeper of the prison awakened up out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword. Oh man, this is good. And would have killed, get this, himself, supposing that the prisoner has been fled. The 28th verse said, but Paul cried, I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all, cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Amen. Amen. And then it said, 29 said, then he called for a light and sprung in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Amen, amen. Now, I know that you all know the story of Paul and Silas. And they said at midnight, Paul and Silas cried. So if I would bring a text on tonight, my text will be, loose me. Tell somebody right now, loose me. Hallelujah. Because that's what God did when he came in, amen, and shook the prison. He came in and they said, loose me. And God loosed him. You know, this is good. This is good already. So if you will go up into the scripture, it said right here. It said, and after they had seen the vision. Now, Paul seen the vision. Amen? He had seen the vision, and God showed him about going to Macedonia to preach. Amen? Amen. So Paul got on up him and Silas, and they went on to Macedonia. Amen? And as they were there, they was just sitting there, and they seen Lydia. Lydia was a seller of purple. You know, purple means royalty. Amen. Amen. And what she did, you know, on the Sabbath, they not used to washing, cooking, saving nobody. Amen. 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 But she got saved on Sabbath day. Amen. And because she got saved, oh, my God, they said her whole household was saved. So as she seen Paul and Silas, they were teaching and preaching, she said, well, let me listen, because it pricked her heart, because she knew what God had just done for her. Amen. Amen. And then not just pricked her heart, but she got saved. And they said she got baptized. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And then it said,
Okay. So they was coming along, and Paul said he's seen this damsel. He's almost 3 days. She was just prophesizing and everything. But when she seen Paul, she knew he was a man of God. Isn't that what God does right now? When people see us, they see the anointing on our life. And they know that we are saved. And when she seen him, this is what she said. She said, "These men are the servants," listen to this, "of the Most High God, which show to us the way of salvation." Now, I want you to remember the word, the way of salvation here, okay? Because she looked at this and she knew, you know, sometimes. But listen to what she was. She had a spirit of divination. You know that? And what divination is what? She was a foreseer. She wanted to gain insight by trying to tell you something that you want to hear. Divination is a fortune teller. Remember, Alexander was a false prophet. Amen. And this is what she was. She wanted to give the people something that was appetizing to them, and that way they will continue to give her money. They will continue to do as she had led them to do. Well, how many know about the man named Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. When God sent forth, and bring his hand forth, do you know the lip? Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to teach this. I already feel the Holy Ghost. Well, they said deliverance will come. Amen. So they got so mad at Paul and Silas that they took him. They took them before the registry. And the registry, we know, is the judge, or what they call your honor. Amen. And they took them before that. And they said, well, you know what? Paul and Silas, they just talking some stuff here. I'm paraphrasing it. Hallelujah. And they said, wait a minute. He's trying to tell the people something different than what we want to tell them. And right then, they got mad. And what did they do? They said, strip them and whip them. You know what? That's just what the devil tries to do. But if we still put our trust and faith in God, God can move mountains for us. Now, if you will go with me to James 2, amen, James 2 and 6. James 2 and 6 said, "But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppose you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name?" Listen, the worthy name is Jesus, "by which ye are called. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, then..." It said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself." But get this. "But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit a sin, and are convinced of the law of transgression." So you know what? What they did, they had respect of persons. Because they knew Paul was going around healing and saving and talking to them about Jesus. And they were saying what you can get. And they said, "Oh, no, we can't have him to come this way." Whoa, but the God we serve is a mighty God. But listen to this. It said, "And then they had laid many stripes." So, you know, they beat him just like they did Jesus. They whipped him with many stripes on their back. And they charged the jailer junior to keep them safety. Now, the junior was the guard. So they told the guard, they said, don't you leave that side. And not just that, but they put chain on their hands, chain on their feet. Now, first of all, when they do something like that, what they do, they try to strip your mind. Now, not only did you get shot. See, they tried to strip his mind. They because that's what is that? Humility. Because who wants to be stripped down to butt naked? Like they used to say, bucket naked. So who wants to be stripped in front of people with all your clothes torn off of you? Oh, my God. That is humility right then and there. So in your mind, you saying, oh, my God, serving God, and this is what they do to me? But how many know? I feel the Holy Ghost. How many know that the God we serve is mighty? And the Bible says he's mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Psalm 27. Oh, yes, and he's mighty in battle and strength. So, it says, have they received it? It said, who haven't received such a charge? Thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast. They had already locked them up, stripped them, locked them up, chained them and everything. But verse 25 said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. Don't you know that they were sitting there listening because they had already told him, don't y'all leave. Don't y'all move from their sight. Hallelujah. So I can imagine, get this now, get this. I can imagine that they were singing songs. They were singing songs. Amen, amen. And the song, man, they were singing was, one of them, I can assume, that they were singing, I am redeemed. Bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody be asked you, just who I am, tell them, I am redeemed. And then you thought about a song that sings, glory to God in the highest glory, glory. Oh, my God, that's anointed by itself. Glory to God in the highest glory, glory. Because they knew that they had an on-time God. They knew they had a God that would come in and see about them. How many of us right now need God to come in and see about us? Tell somebody again or just say, loose me. Then you thought about they might say, this little light of mine, even though they was bound, even though they was stripped, even though they probably had blood crawling all over them, they still say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hallelujah. And I can imagine the soldier saying, what matter man are these? That they were stripped and beaten, and they were thrown, and they were bound and cuffed. Hallelujah. But yet they singing praises to God. Oh, my God. And then I'm going way back. Whoa, because I've been saved 30 years or so. And I figured they singing, I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. Of the Lord. I don't know about you all, but I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Because I am a witness that God has came in numerous times and got me out of a hole. Hallelujah. Then I'm looking at they saying, walk with me. Do you need Jesus to walk with you? This was a dim place. This was a dark place. Hallelujah. This was down in what they call the dungeon area. Hallelujah. Rest crawling everywhere. All types of snakes and bugs. I'm not on another shot. But yet, they trust Jesus. Amen. For the Bible said, the Lord is what? My light and my what? Salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's what they were saying. They were saying that the Lord is the light and the strength of my salvation. And they were saying, who shall they fear? Amen. Amen. And that's what God is saying. We can't fear him. When we're up against something, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. When God sent a man to get the donkey, and he said, well, if they ask you why you have it, then you tell them, I got need of thee. Amen. So see, God had need of Paul and Silas. Amen. And he couldn't keep them in the place. And get this, y'all, get this. But as they were praying anyway, God had sent a vision. He had sent a vision to Paul. And Paul was already at the door. And when they opened up, it was Mary that opened up the door. And then the vision, and she's saying, well, Paul is right here. And they said, no, he's not. No, he's not. He's in prison. And they seen, and they seen him. So you know what? God had already showed them him that he was going to be free. Isn't that like God? Because God will never let you go without showing you something. Don't believe nobody. They say, oh, this just suddenly happened. God showed you. He showed you something. The song said, I can see clearly now. That means clearly. That means God had came in and he wiped every doubt. Hallelujah. And he came in and he showed up. He said, you can make it. You can make it. Even though we're in a dark place right now, God is still saying, you can make it. Because if I'm for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. Your thing may seem dull right now. Whoa, my God. But the right time is the now time. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear me? Your right time. It's your now time, because the Bible said now faith is. Write that down. Your right time is the now time, because he said now faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you think Paul wavered in his faith? And because this happened, what did the jailer say? Oh, my God, he was going to kill himself. Because he knew if they had escaped, what would have happened to them? They would have killed him. But Paul told him, he said, don't kill yourself. He said, don't harm yourself. He said, we are all here. Oh, my God, glory to God. You know what? God is so good. Oh, my God, that he can come in. Oh, my God, like a mighty rushing wind. That's what God will do. That's what God will do. And then calmed down and said, and Paul cried with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. He said, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. We're not going nowhere. Even though our shackles and everything was loose, he said, we're still going to stand still because
Why? God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord take place. And then they said that they called for a light. Now, in our turn, I'm talking about a flashlight. Hallelujah. But we knew back then it wasn't flashlight. It was candles and sticks with fire on it. Oh, my God. And it said, and it sprung in and came trembling. Whoa, and they fell before Paul and Silas because they had already heard them singing. They had already quoted what was saying that, Lord, I trust you. Lord, you is my shepherd. I shall not want. They had already heard this. They was already heard, Lord, build a fence around me. They was already here protecting it. They said, how can this be? But God, with his infinite wisdom, amen, he came in right on time. Hallelujah. And it said, and it brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Amen, amen. So what he said, that means they got saved. That man and his family, because he knew, could nobody do this but a God. Oh, my God. It must be a God somewhere. Acts 2:37-38 said, now, when they heard this, get this, they was pressed in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But get this, God just didn't do this for you. But 39 said, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call. When God calls you, we're going to say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. When God said it's time to be saved, you don't know what God is calling you from. Friend Joanne, she wrote that her son was in a terrible, him and his friend, car accident. Whoa, but glory be to God. They walked through that. Yeah, they got some bruises and cuts, but you know what? The devil had to loose them. But from her being a woman of God, and she loved Jesus, God came right in. He came right in, and he protected her son. Her son and his friend. How many of us has God protected already? How many of us that God had kept already? Amen. How many of us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why we said that 1,000 shall fall at that side and 10,000 at that right side. But it said, none will come nigh to you. You know what? It's time to call on Jesus. No matter what it is, it's time to call on Jesus. When it said, if God be for us, who could be against us? We need to have faith like a amen. A foolish person say anything, does anything, go anywhere. Why can't we do that and have Jesus on our side? Because you know what? If we trust God, we know that he got our back. Paul and Silas prayed. It's praying time. You hear me? It's praying time. Prayer will keep the devil away. Amen, amen. Y'all write this down. God gave me one day. He said, Donna, prayer is like baby kids. They don't die, they multiply. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! God told me that. He said they like baby
God, not humorous. And he make his point and he make his statement. God is a good God. He's a good God. So don't pray. Hallelujah. But God hears your prayer. You might don't see it. They might start acting up worse. But God already is working it all right. Amen. And that God, he got your back. I thought a while ago, God got my back. All that I've been through, I know God got my back. Amen. And he told me, he said, whether it's how, when, what, he said, I'm still there. You coming out of this. Tell somebody, I'm coming out of there. Loose me. I might be on a stretcher, honey, but I'm coming out. You tell somebody, I'm coming out. I might be on a skateboard. Whoa, my God, and coming out. I might be in a wheelchair. But you tell somebody, I'm coming out. I might only have one leg, but I'm coming out. I had to have surgery and I lost a kidney. But I came out because the devil, what? He had to loose me. I might be missing some things, but I'm coming out. You tell that devil, loose me. Hallelujah. I might have to come out with no hair. I might have to go through chemo and radiation. But the devil still had to loose me. So I'm telling somebody right now. Whoa. I'm telling somebody right now that it's time to come out. It's time to come forth. It's time to do what God say, because you need to come out. We've been bound too long, y'all. We've been shackled too long. We've been hurt too long. We've been disappointed too long. We've been thrown out too long. But God, he came in, and he's coming in. And he's breaking the chains. And he loosened the shackles. Whoa. I don't know about y'all, but I feel the Holy Ghost here. God wants to deliver. God wants to set free. God wants to prove his. We got to let him. We got to let him. Because if God be for you, man, woman, boy, girl, child, who? Who can be against you? Some of us lost houses. Some of us lost land. Some of us lost cars. Some of us lost jobs. That's not the end of the world, God said. Because if the enemy took it, God said the wealth of the wicked is set up for the righteous. That means, look what he did with Job. Job lost everything. God gave him double for his trouble. He lost 14 kids. He got double that. Oh, my God, what's that, 28 more? Hallelujah. He was old. But look what God did. Whatever that we lost, your husband might have walked out on you. Your wife might have walked out on you. Your children might be acting up and cussing you out. But God, But God would come in like a mighty rushing wind. And he would tell the devil, loose. Just like Lazarus. Hallelujah. But he went forth and he stood there and he had to call Lazarus by name, because if not, everybody in the grave would get up. Then Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus hopped like a bunny rabbit because he was all bound up. And what did God say? Loose them. And let him go. You tell yourself, loose me, devil. I got a work to do for God. I got a task to keep. And I got a God to glorify. Hallelujah. Oh, no, not today. You tell that devil when something come up, not today. Amen. You go back and get that car. You go back and get that house. You go back and look again. You get on your knees and say, God, he left me, but I know you got a faith. Sanctify one for me. God, she left me. But if I hold on, you got a faith. Sanctify one for me. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you this. We got to hold on like never before. We got to trust God like never before. We can't look to the right and we can't look to the left. We need to see God in all our ways. The Bible said, acknowledge him and he what? He will direct thy path. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Woo! And I'm like Nehemiah. I'm not coming down till you bless my soul. Hallelujah. We need God to bless us on the day. We need God to move forth like never before. We need God to say for, we need to say for Christ I die and for Christ I live. We need God to open up doors. We need jobs. Our kids need tuition for school. We need to live in better neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Where our kids won't be scared to go outside or go in the yard or go in the playground. Hallelujah. We need new houses and land so we don't have to worry about our kids being on strike or and devil is a liar. It's time to pray. It's praying time. You tell that devil, loose you. Loose your kids. Loose my wealth. Loose my grandchildren. Loose my daughter's husband. Loose my son's wife. You tell that devil, whatever you need to be loose from, you need to call it out right now. Just call it out right now. Just say, loose me. Loose my home. Loose my job. Loose this sickness. Loose my finance. Loose my ministry. Loose my mind. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I don't care how mad the devil is, but God be for us. Just keep saying to yourself, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen, amen. You know what? This is good. This is good. I couldn't even put everything, say everything that I had written down. God is good God. God knows right when to come in. And God knows right when to take over. Woo! God is good. But I thank God right now. Hallelujah. I thank God for coming in. I thank God for the movement of the Holy Ghost. I thank him because God has loosed not just y'all, but I feel too. Because we've been loose. We don't have to keep going back on sicknesses. We don't have to be going back who did tell God, loose that unforgiveness thing. Loose that bitterness thing. Loose that hatefulness thing. God said he's calling you. He's calling you out of the deep. Both to be loose. And set free. You hear him? It's not the devil talking to you. God wants to bless you. Not just you, but he wants to prosper you. Because he said he will make us the winner and not the borrower. We as saints, we borrow too much. The devil is a liar. Folks laughing at us saying, where her God at? But my God is right here. He's super rude. He's not going nowhere. Because God said, I'll always be with you, even to the end of time. I thank God for this lesson on Loose Me Tonight. Amen. And before I open up the line, I'm going to make a clergy call tonight. Those that's not saved. And they want to be saved tonight. Nicodemus said, can I go up into my mother's womb a second time? And he told him, no. No, you can't go up your mother's womb. He said, but God will save you. Whoa. So I'm saying tonight, if anybody would like to walk with me through the sinner's prayer, amen. For Romans 10 and 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him or her from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Repeat after me. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask you for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I trust you, God. And I follow you as my Lord and my Savior. Lead me and guide me. And I will ever be careful to give your name the praise. For it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For those, oh my God, that have repeated the sinner's prayer and have asked God to come in, the angels is already rejoicing. Now find you a church home that's teaching a fivefold ministry where they laying hands on you. They prophesizing you. You getting healed and being healed. God, that's what he wants. This is where you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will meet every need. So right now, keep saying, loose me. Before you close your eyes, you tell that devil, loose me, because God got me. I'm going to open up the line, amen, amen, to anybody that would like to say something on the lesson on tonight or anything, or they want to ask a question or however you feel that God is leading you. Amen, amen. The lines are open tonight, amen. Would anyone like to say something? Amen. I hear you. Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you. Hello? God bless you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Prophetess Steffi.
Well, God bless you, Prophetess Steffi, that you enjoyed tonight.
I bless my soul. It's awesome. I mean, God just used you mightily. And before I lay down, I'm definitely going to tell the devil again, loose me, because it's time for me to get my blessings. It's time for the saints to get their blessings. And I'm just so happy because, you know what? We don't stand on word. I mean, on the world's way of doing things. We stand on the word of God. And God said we could be loosed. I receive it wholeheartedly. God bless you, woman of God, and keep on teaching to the glory of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you too, Prophetess.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would there be another one? Amen.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. This is Pastor Mike Delaney. I just want to say I am proud of you, amen, that what an encouraging word, truly inspiring, inspired by the Holy Spirit. I believe truly on tonight there will be some souls set free. I believe that that was a clarion call unto the kingdom of God. And I know that there's someone who heard that has been struggling and wondering, what should they do? And I believe that you spoke to their spirit and you spoke to their soul. So I just want to encourage you to continue to do the work of the Lord, continue to pave the way, amen, and press through. Amen. We know the enemy is always trying to stop the move of God, but your perseverance is admirable, and we have to just continue to just move forward. So I just want to encourage you and tell you, amen, BGK family, we love you. And support you, and truly thankful to see that God is operating the way he is in your life. Amen.
Amen. God, thank you so much. Well, Pastor Apostle. Amen. I do appreciate you. And you know that saints, I have an overseer, which he's, I believe, is in Tokyo.
Yes, he is.
Yes, my Apostle Steve Tyrone Pullman. But this is my other pastor right here. And I know that he's praying for me, and doors just have been opened up to. And I just want to tell you how much I really appreciate you, Pastor Celeste Apostle. Tonight. Amen. You and beautiful First Lady Tiffany. Amen.
Amen. I surely will let her know. Amen.
Yes, yes. But God bless
thank you,
man of God. And thank you for being on the line with me. Thank you so
much. Amen.
So is there anybody else that would like to share something on tonight? Amen. Amen. But if you would like to get in touch with me, you can always, I have a Gmail, dkministry2016@gmail.com. Amen? Amen. We say it again, dkministry2016@gmail.com. If you would like to just send me an email, a prayer request, or whatever it is, amen? Oh, I'm sorry, somebody else? Yes? I can sort of hear you. Amen. 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 I don't know, maybe I don't know about the sounding. You know, if you can get through, but I can hear you. Amen. Amen. But I thank God. Amen for all of you all and those who, amen. Yes, and those that probably just couldn't get through, amen. You can either text me or you can send me on gmail.com or you can always see me on Facebook. Amen. Amen. It don't say Pastor Donna Kibble, but it just said Donna Kibble. But I am just Donna Kibble, amen. And I thank God for you tonight, amen, amen. So before I hang up, I just want to say a quick prayer right quick. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the callers, God, In Jesus' name, we thank you for those that wasn't able to get through a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word going forth because you are mighty. Amen. Mighty, a sovereign God, a protecting God, a loosing God, a well-being God, an understanding. Understanding, God. So, God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for loosing chains and loosing shackles tonight, God. We thank you for salvation going forth tonight, God. We thank you for everything because you said all things is possible if we just believe. We thank you for the now. For the now. And when you turn it around, it's won. So we thank you, God, that we have now already won. Woo! In Jesus' name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for comforting us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, but most of all, God, you came in, God, right on time. So we thank you tonight. We thank you for this radio broadcast tonight. We thank you for the Apostle Teresa tonight, God, in Jesus' name. God, we bless, God, that she will continue to be blessed with this ministry in the name of Jesus, and that it will supersede her natural ability of what you got for her, God. So, God, we thank you right now. We thank you, God, that our apostle will have traveled in grace when he's ready to come home in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for each and every one that before they close fast tonight, they will say, loose me in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. For it is in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bind up backlash. We bind up retaliation. In the name of Jesus, for the devil is a liar. And God, I would like to hear testimonies. Because I can hear the Spirit of the Lord say that it's testimonies out there and that he was going to give you. Testimonies. Of what he loosed you from. I don't know about you all, but I tell you, I feel fire from the crown of my head, and it's going down. Amen, amen. But I truly thank God. I truly thank God for my friend, Prophetess Hannah, tonight. She has truly, truly, truly been a blessing, has opened up this doorway for me, and I truly appreciate it. And Father, now bless her, God. Bless her endeavor as she makes a transition, God. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Radio Land. That I pray that it just go all and sweep through the airways on tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, God is good. God is good, and he's faithful. Just remember, God is faithful, and he will keep his promise. Amen. 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 Well, I love you on tonight, and I will be back on the second Tuesday of the month. Every month I will be back on the second Tuesday, and it is called Walking in Authority Hour. And your host is Pastor Donna Kimball. God bless you. I love you. Just send me something good. Let me know, hey, I listen to you. That will sure keep me encouraged. Amen. Amen. Now remember, if you would like to donate, amen. And this is a worthy cause. If you would like to donate to this ministry here, amen, you can download www.givelife.com, or you can pull it up. It's the www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. KingDombuilders. PLAZA.com. Amen. Amen. Well, we love you, and we hope to hear from you soon. Amen. Amen. God bless you now.
what you want.